Hickory, North Carolina is alive with Talk About the Dead. www.hauntedhickory.com is celebrating the paranormal October 3rd and 4th with classes and lectures by Patrick Burns of Haunting Evidence on True TV, Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Children of the Grave, Tim and Trish Yancey plus Jason Gowan from Encounters Paranormal Radio, Nathan Spoonover of The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, Stephen LaChance from Discovery Channel's The Haunting, and Shannon Sylvia of Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters International. Plus, vendors, a hearse contest, and much more. Participate in a live ghost hunt in the haunted west wing of the Hickory Salt Lock. Haunted Hickory in Hickory, North Carolina, October 3rd and 4th. www.hauntedhickory.com. Make plans to attend now.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
governments, strange
buried treasure,
new
planetary mind control,
very strange rituals,
military cover up,
shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, very strange, planetary mind control, corporate
presidential assassination,
population,
Out there.
It's a strange world. Visit outthereradio.net for more information.
Interested in ghosts? UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out?
Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
I am feeling super!
I'm so happy that you are.
We totally lost it on that last break. Oh my gosh, Steve was so funny. And then we got Andy and Tanya on, and it's going to be quite an hour coming up on Ghostly Talk. I am Doug. I expect to hear chirping and somebody say, I am Scott L. Yeah, and then...
I'm Bonnie.
And this is Ghostly Talk for Better or for Worse. Hey, Bonnie, do tell us, who's coming online next?
Ooh, well, they're super hot and super sexy.
Is that what it's called?
No, I ad-libbed that.
Oh, I see.
An annual paranormal conference is the destination for several colorful characters in this hilarious film. Part mockumentary, part musical, and part campy comedy, Dr. Dawn's American Spirit Summit boldly pokes fun at the world of paranormal research. Their website is experoproductions.com, that's experoproductions.com, or you can go to americanspiritsummit.com. And with that, welcome back, Andy and Tanya Kaiser, and I'm not going to walk out on this interview.
Okay.
Well, that's what I did last time you guys were on, so I'm not going to do it this time.
Yeah, I remember something about a hockey game.
Yeah, that took precedence, sorry.
But
I love you guys, and you're smoking hot.
Oh, I love you too, and you are smoking hot yourself.
Aww.
Well, we'll be seeing a lot of all of us in just a few weeks, because I understand that you're releasing a movie. That was you're supposed to pick up and run with them.
Yeah. we don't know if we're going to classify it as a movie yet. I don't know. We just kind of threw together.
We're going to call the film ratings association. They're like, it has to be a film. This is like I don't know what this is.
I just have to say, for the record, the script did not suck.
Well, thank you.
Now,
what does Scott think? Because that, you know, we know what he's on the last one.
So. Scott, what did you think of the script for American Spirit Summit?
How long is this going to go on?
You're not retired yet, are you, Scott? It did not suck. It was amazing, and a lot of it was actually left to the actors and actresses,
which is always frightening.
Yes, and that probably wasn't the best of ideas, but you know, hey, it came out. I thought it was funny. The parts that I was involved in, Andy and Tanya. First of all, I have to say thank you for doing the first one and then actually believing that you could in us enough to do another one. I mean, wow. That's pretty scary, but you did, and it was a lot more work this one, but I think it was worth it, and I hope that it entertains, informs, and it makes people drunk.
Wow!
They might need to be drunk to watch it. Well, thank you for participating, all you guys. I mean, if it hadn't been for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this, so... We had a blast doing the first one, and this last one, you're right, was a lot more work. We filmed about 100 hours, not film, 100 hours of film, but about 100 hours total of shooting, and it was much, much, much more work, but it's an hour and 45-minute movie as compared to the the 45 minutes of American Ghost Watchers.
Oh, it's going to be an
hour. I cannot wait.
I think there needs to be a 15-minute break before the movie. For people
for everyone to go potty.
To go to the bathroom first. I think it should come with a warning. Please go to the lavatory before you watch the movie. Or, yeah. Or
yeah.
We could hand
I
out diapers.
Diapers.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, I think Kenny's going to be wearing diapers down there, I believe.
Doesn't he normally?
He usually does. So,
yeah, he does.
Yeah, so that's always good. Okay. I understand the part mockumentary part. I understand the part campy comedy stuff, but the part musical stuff kind of.
Oh, come on!
I know there's music in it. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite trailers on all of YouTube is American Spirit Summit musical intro, or what is it? Musical trailer. The musical trailer.
Yeah.
Because it's the Can't Stop the Smile song with images from the filming.
Yes.
Whether it comes,
which was excellent.
Whether they're going to make it in the film or not, which mostly they're probably not because it was us laughing. It was, I still don't know what I was laughing about so hard in that trailer. But
Tanya does.
Yeah, I know. Tanya explained it to me. But it was just absolutely insane. I love the trailer. I love everything about it. Are you hoping that nobody walks out, or are you hoping that everybody has a good time? What are you hoping for at the premiere coming up in 3 weeks at Mid-South in Louisville, Kentucky?
I'm just hoping that people enjoy the movie and that they take something away from it and make them laugh. That's really what we made the movie for, is to entertain people. We didn't make it for any other reason than that. So if that's what comes out of it, then we've done what we needed to do.
Yeah, and I mean, I hope no one's offended. I'm going to walk out. The intent was not to obviously offend anyone. We do poke fun at the paranormal and poke fun at different kind of extreme characters in the paranormal. But if people get offended and walk out, then I guess there's not much we can do about that. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that people are going to enjoy it and find it quite funny.
Well, I've seen a lot of the movie. Well, I was actually in a lot of the movie.
But sometimes more of you than we thought.
Yeah, sometimes more of me than I ever wanted to be in it. But it was awesome. But I have to say, I've become familiar with the characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the characters, I see a lot of the characters in, you know, some of the characters in me. One of the characters was me. I see a lot of people that I know in the movie, but I can't imagine anybody taking offense to it because it is a comedy. Here's what you do. When you do a comedy, you take the exploitable parts of people, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes they're people that you don't know. Sometimes they're conglomerations of just, you know, characterizations of people. They're like those political cartoons where everybody has a really big head. You just take, you know, you take your idea of a character or a characterization, and you blow it way out of proportion and play off of that. And that's how you do a comedy. That is what you do for a comedy. And this, we've taken, and we've all poked fun at ourselves. Oh, we made so much fun, even of our very own show of Ghostly Talk in this show. It was an amazing experience. And I have to, oh my gosh. I've not seen the movie.
I haven't either, and
we
want to.
We have not seen it.
No.
We're going to see it at We're going to see it at the same time everybody else does in Louisville, Kentucky, at the Mid-South Paranormal Conference. Speaking of which, I wonder if anybody wants to go to that, because we actually have tickets that we can give away for the Mid-South Paranormal Conference. And I'll tell you what, if you guys are listening, you want to go to Mid-South Paranormal Conference, we can give you tickets. All you've got to do is call into the Ghostly Talk line with like
605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081 followed by the pound sign.
And then it'll connect you up to our stream that we play on the telephone. And when I see you pop in, if you raise your hand by pressing 11, I'll bring you into the conversation and we'll give you tickets to the show.
To
the convention, which includes the show.
The number again is 605 475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. Then press 1-1 to raise your hand so Doug can bring you on the line.
Yay. And so what I'll do is I'll watch for somebody to pop online. If they do and they press 1-1 and I see their hand raised, I'll answer it. We'll give away tickets. So you can come to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention. It's the whole convention. Of course, it'll include the show, the movie that we're talking about. Andy and Tanya.
Yes.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
When you started this, you started with a documentary, right, or a couple of different things, and then you made. Then of course, last year we made the mockumentary, and then this became a mockumentary musical and a campy comedy. What's next? Are we going to? Is there going to be a space movie now? I mean, how can you top this?
I can see the special effects for that one. Hanging a ball from a string. You know?
Somebody throw the aluminum foil across the room right now. Go. I mean, why? Why are we doing all this? Tell me.
Because it's fun. Because we're having a blast doing it, and honestly, I think that the products that are turning out are giving people a lot of laughs. I mean, the documentary was fun to do. The documentary was fine, but I think our niche is comedy, and with the people we're working with you guys and other people who've been a part of the films, everyone seems to flow really well with the comedy, and I think that's what we're going to continue to do.
I noticed that the comedy genre also matches our budget.
yes.
We did a lot of prop shopping at the dollar store and the thrift store. And
they got some great, great, very uncomfortable props. And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I too have I selected out a prop or two to keep from the
my suit. My favorite prop was yours. For that one particular scene. It was your wardrobe for that scene.
My wardrobe. Oh.
That was my favorite.
You guys, everybody listening is going to have to go to the Mid-South Paranormal Conference and see the movie. Or if you can't make Mid-South, okay, I don't know why, but nobody's raised their hand in the call-in list unless it's just not working.
Everyone.
I don't know what's up with that. Oh, there is. There is somebody.
You just had to refresh.
I just had to refresh. Let me bring somebody on. Someone's in from the 215 area code. Hey, you're on Ghostly Talk.
Hi, I'm calling about the tickets.
Did you want to go?
Kenny!
You're already
going to be there. I want
the tickets. You're already going to be there.
I'm sorry, I would know you anywhere.
Oh, darn it.
So do the police.
Actually, no, I got some friends coming out, too. That's why I called. See if I can get some tickets.
Do you want to? Yeah, I'll tell you what.
It's up to you guys. You don't have to give them to me, I mean.
If they're coming out, they can get tickets. You called in first. You raised your hand first, I should say. So,
yeah,
I mean...
The other two, Diana and Mike, they're coming out.
Oh, that would be absolutely awesome to see them again.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's do that. You want to?
All right. We'll call you after
gonna
the
call,
show.
We're going to call you.
Cool.
We'll call you.
We'll call you.
Cool. Hi, Andy and Tanya.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, while you're on the phone, Kenny, what do you think of this?
Sure.
What do you think of this movie and premiering it at Mid-South, one of the best organized and best well hosted conferences of the year?
Dude, I cannot wait to see this film. We spent so much time on it, and seriously, more than half the time we were cracking up while we were doing it. Right?
I don't know how we kept a straight face through a lot of it.
I don't know how many times Andy said, okay, that was good, but let's do it again.
Oh, my God, I know. That was perfect.
My trademark.
Now, one more time.
One more time. That was good, but do it again. Be serious this time.
And then most of the time we did those multiple scenes, we cut them all out. They didn't appear in the film, so.
Great.
Oh, thanks for that. We love you.
Well, we filmed enough for a 3-day film.
Yeah, we did.
A 64-hour film or something, and but we ended up with a, what was it, an hour and 45 minutes?
Yep.
About that.
And it's rated triple X, right?
That might be mild for it, actually.
I heard something about the first appearance of paranormal porn.
Ah, paranormal porn. There we go.
Who had a part in that?
That's one of the surprises.
That's a top secret.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, hey, we're looking. We can
stop
see
looking
it.
There.
You guys, okay, so making comedy movies is your thing, and you found a troop of people who evidently will do almost anything.
Not only will they do almost anything, but they suggest it themselves. Hey, why don't we do this?
That is one thing I have to say for anyone that watches the movie and thinks, how in the heck did you get them to do that? We volunteered for most of it.
We
thought of some of it, which is disturbing on many, many levels.
I hate to say it, but some of the more bizarre scenes Tanya and I came up with in the car on our 9-hour drive to Michigan.
And that scares me. I want to take a road trip with you guys now.
I don't know. It sounds cultish. I don't know what to say. You guys have totally... I've been a radio host for what?
I don't know, 1,100 years.
We're in our seventh year, and I just don't know where to go with this. I'm scared. I'm very scared.
It'll be okay, Douglas.
You guys are also a vendor at the Mid-South Paranormal Conference coming up in Louisville, Kentucky. And you have a table. You're going to be selling the original movie and the old movie, like the sequence there, and also the several other things that you've done, other projects that you did before the comedies, right? No.
Well, we're actually not going to be selling this movie yet. We're holding off on that. We're going to be premiering it at the conference, but it will not be available for a little while yet. We'll be selling American Ghost Watchers, and then we'll also be selling our documentary, The Other Side.
Well, then I'm not going.
Me either.
I'm not going. Ooh, a box set. I like that.
With the triple X
version. The director's cut and everything. the director's uncut? Wow.
I like uncut.
Well,
I love you, dear director.
He's
just happy he has a massage therapist in the movie.
Yes, that's true.
I remember a scene sounding like that. Oh, wait.
I was kind of melting that one night after we did all the filming, that massage. Woo!
Well, I have to totally reschedule some screening parties then, because I told like 10 people I'm going to bring back a copy of the movie.
So did I.
And now I'm not going to be able to, so
I'm
a little depressed.
We didn't say we wouldn't give you a copy. We're not going to be selling it yet.
Ah, okay.
Now we can rub that in everyone's faces.
Yes. I have a copy. I have a copy.
No. There are not cameras in this room for a reason.
Apparently I have to go like this.
What did you just do?
You don't want to know. You do not want to know. You do not want to know. You guys, this has gone downhill really fast.
You guys need some adult supervision.
We do.
What happens when Scott isn't here.
Scott went away.
Apparently the director needs to be there, too.
Yes. We need some direction.
We apologize, Scott. We're sorry.
I think he put the phone down. He's just like, oh, my gosh, that's it.
They've lost it. Tanya and Andy came on. They lost control.
Sorry.
Was there control?
I think maybe for like a couple seconds.
Kenny. So you are going to go to the conference. You always have your book for sale, Orbs or Dust, right? Or
whatever. Yeah, cousin. I'll be there.
and or whatever. And which of course is a highly acclaimed book. I've heard people mention that time and time again. There's no partying going on at night, is there?
What? Yeah, there is.
I'm not going if there's not.
Oh,
there's a party, and it's always in your room.
Well, actually, kind of, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works. Lap dances, lots of booze.
Well, yes, and I've lost weight since last year, so the lap dances won't be as uncomfortable.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Less boobilage.
I'm just kidding.
Forget that. I want 20s and 50s.
I'm done.
Where do you want to go with this now, Doug?
I don't want to go anywhere. This has just gone crazy. Oh, first we ruin their movie. Then we ruin Ghostly Talk. We're doing terrible. No, the... You guys, an hour and 45 minutes, so how do you think the critics are going to take it?
Actually, we actually just watched, reviewed it before we came on, and not to toot our own horn here, but I think it's the best thing we've done, and we're really, really happy with it, and I think that everyone that took part in it is going to be really happy with it, too. It all flowed together really, really well, and it's pretty darn funny, too, so... Yeah, we're hoping the critics will be giving the thumbs up.
Well, and I hope so, too. I think that the, you know, there might be people who take it a little offensive, and I really don't see any reason for that because, I mean, I was there for pretty much the whole thing. There were parts that I wasn't there for, but the parts that I saw and acted in, I thought that they were just incredibly inspired. I mean, they're just... It really is a... it kind of reflects the paranormal community, but in such a grand, hilarious way that it's obviously making fun of, you know, caricatures. It's a caricature of the paranormal community, and that's really all it is. And what a story. And I love where Dr. Don ends up.
Hey.
I
love it, too, because I can't stand that woman. She doesn't like me much either, so it doesn't matter.
You know, Bonnie, she's actually been on some radio shows. Some.
Who would want to talk to her?
I
agree.
God.
I wouldn't want to talk to her.
The woman is crazy.
So
I actually, I find her to be a good conversation. I enjoy the conversations we have with her, so, you know.
Love her hair. Love it.
Easy to direct, really easy to direct. Not like that. Yeah, Bonnie, you were difficult sometimes, but Dr. Dawn, she was easy to work with.
Just
really
flip her a couple dollars.
Yeah, I heard she's quite easy, but that's besides the point.
Has anybody heard from her since the filming, or is she...
Yeah, she calls me every day, Doug. We're BFFs.
Oh, you are?
No.
Does she want in on whatever the next movie? Is this it for Dr. Dawn cinematography, or is there going to be a three?
That has yet to be seen. I really don't know.
Yeah, we're bouncing around some different ideas, so we're not sure what direction we're going yet. But it might be Dr. Dawn's left curtain call, but it might not be. We don't know yet. So
I'm...
You never know. Pop up.
I know she'd probably do it because pretty much you just...
She'll do
bucks,
anything.
You buy her
anyone, anything. Doesn't matter.
Give her a bottle of Indiana wine. I'm serious. I don't know.
When we were filming the movie in her RV, you should have seen like this big bright orange bra she had hanging over the couch. I mean, when you see the movie, you'll see it. And she's unbelievable. Really is.
Let me tell you the story of the bra, okay?
How about if we tell that after the break? Let me take a quick break and try and get some intelligent questions written down, if I can find any. And then I'll bring everybody back on for like the grand finale. Right. But right now, I do. I really have to go to break. I'm having a meltdown, a nervous breakdown. Right.
It'll be okay, Dougie.
So, you guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Keith, and Scott L is somewhere missing.
Yes, he's probably
but
holding his head.
But we still love him.
He's holding his head in his hand going, oh. And with that, we're going to break.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk live on your cell phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605 475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
When you flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Green Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
It's an EMF meter. Started this morning.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
God, I'm asking.
Globe Radio.
The Internet's only rock and roll paranormal extravaganza.
Special guest with us, Robbie Thomas, psychic medium. Where is the Lawrence House?
It's in Ontario, Canada. It is a house that was owned by a shipbuilder, and it was haunted. The tools of the trade back then were baby powder. The reason being is I could see, and the kids with me couldn't, so I figured if I threw the baby powder in the air as the spirit was walking through, it would cover it, and then they could say, oh, we see it now. The next tool was a flashlight, so we knew where we were going, and a rope, so we could tie it around so we wouldn't get taken away by the spirit. So that was me.
Isn't that what your last girlfriend said?
that's just a Friday night for Anthony. Baby powder, a rope, and a flashlight.
Terra Hub Radio, Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, on Bounce Radio and ParaHub.org.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Okay, well, I have everybody's re-entering the studio. We're talking, of course, with Andy and Tanya Kaiser, and of course, special guest Kenny.
I'm special.
You are.
Kenny's special. Of course, the websites, www. I don't know, it's in here somewhere.
ExpiroProductions.com. That's E-X-S-P-I-R-O Productions.com and AmericanSpiritSummit.com.
Yes, and we're talking about the upcoming, we're talking about a lot of things, but we're also talking about the upcoming, what is it? It's a premiere?
Mm-hmm.
The upcoming premiere of American Spirit Summit, Dr. Don's American Spirit Summit,
mm-hmm.
At the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, coming up in just, what, 3 weekends from now?
Yep.
In Louisville, Kentucky.
It's two weekends from now?
2 weekends from now? It's about three.
Next weekend's open. The following weekend is Mothman. The weekend after that is Mid-South.
That's what it is then. And so we're
don't listen to me then. I'm a bad judge of time.
So we're talking about the premiere. It's going to hopefully, I'm sure it's going to be well received. We had fun making the movie.
Mm-hmm. And from what I've seen, the little bits and pieces I've seen, it's going to be hilarious.
And that's what we want. We want it to be funny and entertaining, and have people take a look at the state of the paranormal field in general, which is obviously fairly easy to make fun of.
It is, well, really.
Art imitates life. Life imitates comedy.
Someone may, at the premiere, want to, like, duct tape my mouth, because people may not be able to hear the movie over me laughing.
I have a feeling that might be true for a lot of the cast.
I hate to say it, but there are some. I've watched it multiple times now. There's some scenes that every time I watch, I still laugh hysterically. So, yeah, hopefully people are rolling on the ground. And I will be bringing that duct tape, Bonnie. So.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first time my mouth got duct taped at Mid-South.
I have some friends. I'll bring a ball and gig for her.
Oh.
Oh,
perfect.
Wow.
Classic.
Wow. We're going into a whole new realm of silencing Bonnie now.
Yes, people find that it's difficult to do, but some people
almost
have
impossible.
I'm looking forward to seeing the folks from Louisville Ghost Hunter Society in a couple of weekends. They really know how to put on a top-notch, first-class convention. The guest speakers there, obviously the events are... The movie's what, the Friday night event for people
Friday
who arrive?
Night.
Yep. For the Friday night event. And it's... They really know how to throw a weekend that just is memorable and well-run.
Mm-hmm.
And plus they...
Last year was our first time at Mid-South, and it was just a great conference. I mean... We're really, really glad that they're going to allow us to show. They allowed us to show American Ghost Watchers last year, and then this year that they're going to be premiering Dr. John's American Spirit Summit, and it's just such a well-run conference, like you said, and it's a great time. It really is.
And I think it's even better, you know, like the second time around for you guys, because, you know, when you're no longer a Mid-South virgin, it just seems to roll. It rolls better the entire weekend. Well, what you can remember of it.
I was no longer a Mid-South virgin after about Saturday, 10 a.m. or so. I don't remember, but, you know, after sometime early.
You're a quick learner, quick study.
Well, I hear after we premiere this movie there, we're not going to be allowed in the entire state of Kentucky ever.
Oh, yes, you will.
Well, it depends on what Bucky can do with his, you know, political ties.
I seem to remember there might be a couple slams on Michigan. They might not be back there either.
Hey, if they allow us to stay here, they'll allow you to come back.
Really, all you do is you wear a disguise out in public. That's all it is. It's super easy. It's not their problem. They're easily fooled, all these Michiganians. So it's not that bad. Why did you do another movie? What was the motivating? I mean, I know you said it's fun, and it does get to talk about the paranormal community in general in quite a hilarious way. But what's in it for you guys?
Well, when we made American Ghost Watchers last year, we really enjoyed doing it, and we wanted to expand upon some of those ideas that came out of it, and some of the characters. And we added some new characters. Scott's girlfriend actually plays this kind of weird cult leader, kind of stalkerish kind of character. She does. She does an amazing job. Her scene, her pre-conference scene, has to be my favorite scene in the whole movie. It's amazing. We have the Reverend Nigel Feelgood and Kip Starr talking about the topic of demonology. So we're kind of making fun of that. We expanded in that way.
There's the paranormal predators who will be making appearances. There's also several you know, pretty well-known people in the field who make their way onto the screen. Troy Taylor has a part. He's playing Chaps Johnson, a well-known writer. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley playing herself in the movie. Mark Nesbitt.
I don't like hearing silence.
Did we lose him?
Are you guys there yet?
Uh-oh.
I think we lost their audio.
Call them back!
We've lost Andy and Tanya's audio, which is interesting because we have you.
You there?
Oh, there you are.
Excellent.
That's
you there? Okay. Perfect. Yeah, we heard you, but you couldn't hear us. So where do we leave off?
I believe it was Mark Nesbitt.
Okay, Mark Nesbitt of Ghost of Gettysburg playing Mark Niblett. So there's a bunch of well-known people in the field, and of course, Ghostly Talk and
MPI and Pyra and Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the field in the movie playing
Rowan.
Some cases themselves, and some cases playing really strange characters. So it was a blast.
In some cases, playing themselves and other really strange characters.
We have some people who are playing more than one character.
Yes, that's true.
So be on the lookout for that when you watch the movie. See if you can pick them out.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of subtle stuff in this one. Little things that we know are in there that we're hoping people pick up, but very subtle themes and subtle little changes that happen. So it's a lot of thought went into this.
It's actually going to be difficult to pick out the subtle stuff because there's a lot of in your face stuff. I mean,
a whole lot.
So what goes into making a movie? I mean, if there's somebody out there who whether they see this or they see the first one or they see any of your work and then they're like, oh my gosh, I think I can do that. I think I can make a paranormal comedy, or I think I can make a paranormal documentary, or I can do something. What would prepare somebody who's thinking about doing this kind of thing? What could you say or do to prepare them for undertaking such a daunting task?
Insanity.
You're insane. You need Paxil. Yeah. I understand that part because there really is nothing like being on a set. Mm-hmm.
No matter where it is.
Nothing can prepare you for the activity and the energy and the exhaustion and the craziness and the drama of being on, like, during an actual filming on a set. It's mm-hmm. just insane. It really is insane. And then, of course, there's the... What has it been? Like, 6 months for editing? It's been months for editing. And it's a really large... this particular one is a really large project. It started with a smaller project, and then we undertook a larger project. So, I mean, as projects go, I mean, I think we did it the right way. Well, Andy and Tanya did it the right way. They just sort of, we hung around.
Yeah.
Did our thing.
They let us latch on.
Yeah, they let us latch on. And, I think it was done the right way, but it's just quite an undertaking, Andy.
It was quite an undertaking, and the biggest advice I would give to somebody who sets out to do a project like this is take however long you think it's going to take you to do it, multiply that by 10, and then double it, because we expected to have this film done a lot more quickly than what we did. It took about 6 months of planning, about 4 months of filming, and then about 6 months of editing to get this done.
But with all of the planning, I think another piece of advice there is, especially with comedy, you just kind of let things go, too. I mean, you know, with the scenes, we had put together a lot of the scenes the way we wanted them to be and had some lines we wanted the characters to do, but, you know, you just kind of set the scene and then let everyone go, and just the natural comedy timing sets in. And you know, you have to be ready to be creative and change things on the spot. And I think that's a big part of the success of the movie.
And yes, I believe that. And it's very difficult. You don't see it all that often. I mean, you do see it in the mockumentaries that, you know, what This Is Spinal Tap and all those other ones. You see it in that kind of thing. You see it in, there's one movie that's either out now or coming out that they did pretty much that way, where they had a general idea what they were going to do, and they let everybody ad-lib. But for the most part, you don't see this kind of stuff out of Hollywood much anymore. It's just
everything
impossible.
Has to be absolutely structured and written half the time.
Correct. And that's not... I think it's somewhat limiting. One of my favorite TV shows was... it had Jonathan Winters in it. And I don't even remember what it's called, something like Dave's World, or I don't know. It was the stupidest show on the planet. It was about the guy was a high school principal, and his daughter or son, I don't know. The whole show was dumb. It was Jonathan Winters, though. I think that what they did for him, eventually, they're like, okay, we can't work with this guy, but he's a star, so we're just going to put him in a room, tell him kind of what we want, and he's just going to run with it. And they did that, and that was the most successful part of the show. That's what I remember of that entire show.
Yeah.
And it is...
There aren't many actors out there that can do that. I mean, and you know, there are some in Hollywood who will ad-lib like that, and the directors will allow them to do it, but it's difficult to do. And what's amazing is that, you know, you guys and the people who participated in this film were able to do it just like that. I mean, it really seemed very natural.
Because we're naturally crazy.
Yes.
You've all known each other for so long, yeah. Too, and I think that chemistry was already there.
And, you know, the topic material. I mean, this is about the paranormal, and yeah. So you know a lot of the things we're talking about, you know?
That's true. We did have a head start, at least, with that, which really worked out well. The the one thing that I was absolutely fine, you guys mentioned the paranormal predators, right? And those were two people who were conscripted. I mean, we literally ran into the room and said, hey, can any of you be, you know, the paranormal predators? And we got a couple of volunteers. And they really added a dimension. They came in and, like, without any prompting, without anything, they did something on screen, like while you were filming, that really...
made me want to pee.
I was trying to say that without actually saying it.
I'm okay with it. I'll say it.
And it was just so natural and so off the cuff, and it just worked perfectly into the entire movie, and it allowed us to use that over and over again as a theme later on. It just was incredibly amazing. And, of course, that was poking fun at us at Ghostly Talk. They poked fun at us, which was fabulous. I just absolutely loved how easily they could do it. I want to party with them? Probably not. But no. No, I have been to parties with them, and they're fabulous people. But the it really works. I think the chemistry was definitely there. And the people in the paranormal community, no matter what, because it's in the paranormal community is in a bit of a sad state of affairs. I mean, there's a lot of drama. There mm-hmm. is there's a lot of
really?
Knife throwing and knife twisting.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
The paranormal community sometimes is in a sad state of affairs, and I think though that if more people could come and work on, I know that not everybody can do comedy, and not everybody can even do a documentary, and not everybody has the patience for any of these kinds of projects. But if you just get together and say, you know what, we're gonna go clean up the cemetery. We're going to, like, mow the lawn there. Or we're going to embark on a research project and learn, you know, something about the history of this and that place. And start working together on things. Because we didn't know Pyro when we started. We had only filmed that one thing for the documentary with Andy and Tiny Kaiser. And working together, you find you can form, like, incredible friendships. And you have a lot in common with everybody. There's going to be a few little things here and there, like get under your craw or whatever, but you have to roll with it and work together, and it's the only way that the paranormal community is going to ever shape up.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Yeah, and you said, you asked what inspired this movie, and in part it came out of, you know, the documentary we initially did. And we actually had people get offended by that documentary, even though we tried to be absolutely objective and neutral in our presentation of the material. People thought we were making fun of them because we questioned some of the evidence that's out there. And, you know, that's kind of where this movie came from. I mean, you got to be able to laugh at yourself. You really do. And like you said, I mean, it really kind of, if you can laugh at yourself and really kind of appreciate what everyone else is doing at the same time, you know, all that kind of working together would move mountains, really.
And I know that I've given, because, you know, I bought a bunch of copies of the first film that we did, the comedy, I mean, and I gave some of them away. I mean, I literally simply, when I went to Wisconsin, I went to the Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Conference,
mm-hmm.
right? Dave Schumacher and his bunch. And I went out there, and I had such a blast. And I had taken a copy, and it wasn't for them. But I ended up saying, you know what? They need a copy of this movie, of the movie we did. Our movie is so funny. So I gave them a copy of the movie and said, here, what I want you to do is I want you, if you can, watch it, enjoy it, but then share it. I want you to you know, show it to an entire meeting full of people, and then when you're done with it, give it to another group and have them watch it. I want people to see this material,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what I hoped would be good, and I've heard since then that it was passed around at least to one other group, and that people enjoy it, and that's what I want to hear. I want people to enjoy this stuff and think about it. You know, sometimes you can poke fun at yourself and have a lot of fun and learn a lot about yourself and other people in the process.
Mm-hmm. Preach on, Douglas.
So you watch satires on, like, well-known satires on TV and sit there and say, I'm offended by the fact that they're making fun of this situation. I mean, no, you laugh at it because it's funny. And you know, that's really what people have to do with this. I mean, it's meant to be funny. It's meant to be a spoof. And it's meant to be entertaining. And that's really what we hope people take from it. And like you said, people you shared the other one with, American Ghost Watchers, you know, that's how they saw it. And I think that's how they'll see Dr. Gaughan's American Spirit Summit as well.
Good. And I hope so, too. I really do. I know I enjoyed filming it. I loved working with you guys on it. Playing myself is a bit of a stretch
mm-hmm.
sometimes. I just never know what I would do
you
with
did
my
it well.
Hands or, you know, how my hair should be. Or
not like it is right now.
Yeah, she talked to me about my hair as soon as she was walking up. She's like, what is going on with your hair?
It's really bad. But anyways, continue.
But, you know, so playing myself was a bit of a stretch sometimes. I don't know how the other people played other people. It had to be even harder. But I definitely had a lot of fun and a lot of creativity went into this movie. And it's, of course, everybody can go to Louisville, Kentucky, 3 weekends from now. So that's what the 7 and 21 is, 28. So 26, 7, and 8. 26, 27th, 28th of September 2008, and go to Louisville, Kentucky, go to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, and experience this firsthand, and also you'll experience a great run convention. You'll have Southern Hospitality from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. You'll give me Kenny of Pyra, if you wanted to do that ever.
if you want to, I mean, you don't have to.
I really didn't want to.
Do not show him your ghost photo, though. And then... I'm just kidding. Actually, Kenny, you are one of the, you are somebody that I would show a ghost photo to and say, hey, what, knock holes in this because I need to know what people will say about this because you are an expert at that. However, we do indeed have to close up the show.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make way because, do you know, I heard Ghostman and Demon Hunter are doing a show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yes, they are.
So we're going to have to clear the airwaves for them. But I have to say, Andy and Tanya, good luck with the premiere coming up at Mid-South.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks, in 3 weeks.
I absolutely...
You'll see us in 2 weeks, Dollface.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to the Mothman Festival, right, in Point Pleasant, West Virginia? Excellent. So we'll see you then.
Mothman's in a bag, whatever they are.
We'll take you out Mothman hunting. It's a hoot.
All right.
It's in the dark, and you're not allowed to wear clothes. It's the freakiest thing, but that's how they explained it to me. You guys...
I can't
wait. That sounds like Saturday night for us.
You guys, stay on the line, though. All of you stay on the line, all right?
Okay.
I have to thank everybody for listening. All the listeners, thank you so much for listening. I have to thank Rose Presti, of course, of RosePresti.com, for coming on and talking about her new book. Steve Mitchell of DragonsAndRings.com. Wow.
We have to thank him for his accent.
Steve Mitchell.
Steve Mitchell, thank you for coming on Ghostly Talk. and so, Pat, thank you, Bonnie, for showing up. It's great to see you.
And thank you, Tanya and Andy.
And, of course, didn't I just say that before?
We love you more than life itself. I do, anyways.
We're going to clear the line now. I'm done. I'm burnt. You guys, this has been Ghostly Talk. I have been Doug.
I'm still Bonnie.
You are.
Mm-hmm. I used to be Keith.
And I know Scott L's audio went out, so you guys... We'll see you, next week on the same bat time at the same bat channel.
Ghostly Talk! You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.